Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hi there. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope that you're having a beautiful day. I've had a pretty good day, I think. I'm pretty sure. If I think back, let's think back. It's been a good day. Lots of great stuff happening today. Just starting this podcast, really getting everything going, connecting with clients, and just enjoying the weather because the weather's starting to break and I love it. Buffalo is a cold, cold place. And I love the cold. I much prefer the cold rather than being in the hot, hot, hot weather. To me, it's just so much more comfortable dressing warmer rather than as opposed to just getting all my clothes off and trying to be half naked. You know, if you've listened to my intro, you'll know a little bit about me. I have spent the last 15 years in Texas. So I have moved back with my family to Buffalo, where I'm from, Buffalo, New York. So I went from the south to the north and I'm just loving it. I'm loving it. My husband, on the other hand, he can't stand the cold. But he's getting used to it. The complete opposites. He's a Texan. I'm a New Yorker. It's fun. But it's been a good day. And I really hope that your day has been great too. I wanted to talk a little bit more about divine dining and how to get started. So divine dining is about connecting to your divinity. Really allowing yourself to recognize your spirit and recognize the peace that is within you. I think it's even more of building that foundation so that it's a continuous practice. And even though I teach binge eating recovery, really a continuous connection to your divinity, a continuous feeling of that presence, a knowing and understanding that that presence is always there, is going to help you with every aspect of your life. Even, you know, whether it be binge eating recovery or staying peaceful or stress-free, you know, or even just creating what's next in your life, you know, attracting and creating and choosing, making those choices, those life choices for yourself. Really being connected to source is what you want. So before I move into how to connect to divine dining, let me tell you a little bit about how not to connect to divine dining. So really being, you know, like I said, being connected to source, being connected to spirit is about relaxing. It is about letting go of your thoughts and your emotions and the pain and really stepping in to connecting. And it's not even connecting because, you know, I don't want you to get it twisted in any way. Connecting is a word I use to kind of give you the idea that there's a disconnect. But I want you to understand also that there's never a disconnect. It's all perception. And it's kind of like an invisible barrier to recognizing self. Okay? So self is always there. Your divinity is always there. Always. God is always there. Your peace, that little piece of you that is connected to all there is always there, loud and clear. But it gets clouded in the day-to-day emotions, thoughts, worries, stresses, life in general. And unless you nurture that, unless you nurture that aspect of your life where the divine piece of you is really brought to the forefront, it gets kind of really low. It gets like a whisper rather than a strong force that's in your life. So really connecting to divinity is how you eat divinely. Now, divine dining is all about eating from something bigger, okay? And it's important to understand what that is as a woman in recovery. When you're recovering from binge eating disorder, you are not just trying to fix your relationship. You're not just fixing your relationship with food. You're fixing your relationship with your emotions, and you're fixing your relationship with your mind and your thoughts, because the reason that you're binge eating is to cope, right? And it also has to do with like consistent dieting through your life, always dieting, and it's skewed the reality of food and the good and the bad. And, you know, it turns pretty much all food ugly and sinful, but so good and not ugly all at the same time, because you've learned that eating certain things at certain times and, you know, there's so many rules involved, right? So, you know, really stepping into divine dining is letting go of all of those rules, overcoming the thought process behind eating, and overcoming all the emotions behind eating. So it's sidestepping it, okay? So it's allowing yourself to step into divinity. And when you relax and you center yourself into self, into spirit, you begin to allow your emotions to go and to flow. Your emotions are separate from source, and it's only because it's an emotional body that you have, which is all part of source, because everything around you, it is all a product of the beautiful source, the beautiful oneness of life. But there is this anchor within us. The very deepest, deepest, deepest part of you is this pure peace, pure, pure peace. I mean, if you could think of the most peaceful thing in the world, picture it. Like, what would it be if you were to think of something that just was peace, continuous, constant peace, and it just felt like peace when you thought about it? And that's what spirit feels like. It's like this beautiful cave that you step into that is 100% quiet and 100% just still, really still. And that is the divine within you. So when you go to eat, you connect to this peaceful place of yourself. And it starts to kind of take over your life, right? Because if you stop dieting, you know, look at the formula, go to the episode number 2, you're going to see the workshop. It'll talk all about the steps. But if you stop dieting, which is step number 1, right? Let go of diets. And you start divine dining, you're going to be divine dining all the time. Whenever you want to eat something, you're going to stop and you're going to ask yourself, and this is the steps really. So you stop and you ask yourself, all right, so where is this need to eat coming from? Is there a genuine want within me to have this food that's here? Or is it coming from my mind Or is it coming from my emotions? Where's it coming from? Where's the drive to eat right now? And so you start to question yourself. So that's the second step in divine dining and really allowing yourself to build the habit of stepping into divinity. Is number one, you relax and you ask yourself the question, do I want this food? Is this something that I want? Is this something that I need? And then number two, you ask yourself, okay, where is this coming from, if not? And settling into self. So you're relaxing. You're relaxing. That's first. Actually, that's the first step. So relaxing is first. Second, asking yourself the question, do I want this food? And then third, moving forward, if it's what you want, if it's a genuine want or need. And then if it's not a genuine want or need, if it's a way to cope with your emotions, then you do an alternative. You cope differently. You only eat based on divine want. So divine want is all about what will make you happy. Does the idea of eating this food bring you a smile inside of you? Does it bring you to joy? Is it exciting? Does it sound fun to eat this food? Or is eating this food just an escape from something? So it's the feeling. So the feeling that you're after when you're divine dining is relaxation and really spirit-centeredness, anchoring yourself and then going from there. So that is how you divine dine. You stop, you relax, you ask yourself, is this what I want? Is this something that I want? Because divine dining is all about connecting to source and really asking yourself the question, is this what I want? Will this bring me joy to have this food now? Is this something that's going to excite me? And then you move forward. And if it's what, if you want this plate of macaroni, you want it, go for it, eat it. If you want a bite of it, let's just say you just want a bite and that bite, just having that bite excites you, go for it. Now, if you ask yourself the question, do I want this macaroni? And you're like, well, after you've relaxed, okay? So you remember, you stop, you relax, you let go. Then you ask yourself, do I want this? And this is something you're going to have to really start practicing as you overcome this disorder. The practice of just relaxing and asking yourself that question. So you stop, you ask yourself the question, and if it's a no, if there's not really an excitement factor there, if you can't even answer the question because you're so stuck in emotion that there's no, you're not, the source is not coming through, okay? Spirit's not coming through for you. It's just kind of anxiety or depression or emotion. Then it's not time to eat. And yeah, this is challenging. This is not easy stuff. But, you know, it's doable. It's completely doable. And it's just about building the foundation of building that habit. So really practicing the divine dining. And then, you know, then moving forward. But that's why, you know, there's five steps, right? The fifth step is getting the support. So I'm always here for you. If you want to get over this lifestyle of binging and emotional eating, you know, in a quick pace, in a 2 month span, 3 month span, we can do this together. So I'm always here for you. Just go to thehappyeater.us/apply and you can apply and we'll talk. We'll have a session. But, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to start implementing divine dining. All right. So remember, beautiful, this is the next step. So you ask yourself, first you relax, right? So you just stop, you take a deep breath, you know, because you eat it. We binge eaters, eat out of emotion. So you have to stop what you're doing when you're going to go eat, unless there's a genuine hunger. Then you don't really have to question yourself, right? It's such a strong pull that you just are connected to it. You know that you're hungry, but there's those times where it's like, okay, you're feeling emotional. You know that the emotion is really stepping in and it's not the food. But no matter what, get in the habit of asking, because until you overcome this, and you will, you're going to get to this point where it's going to be like, you just like start breathing. Food is no longer an issue. You just kind of, it's just black or white. Do I want it or do I not want it? It's this point of, it's a very natural thing. Like when you were a kid, you know, before all the problems started, you know, there was those, do I want this or do I not want this? You know, now as opposed to now where it's like food is there in front of you and you eat it, or you go after something in the fridge because you're having an emotion, or you're feeling stressed, you go to eat, you're feeling anxious, you go to eat, you're feeling depressed, you go to eat. There's thoughts going on in your mind, so you go to eat. And all of these things are pulling you away from your source, away from your divinity. So you want to bring yourself back into your divinity, your divine, and then go from there. All right? I hope I haven't confused you. If you need any extra help, hit me up at hit me up at support@thehappyeater.us. Ask me any questions you have. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.